In Austin, Texas, this afternoon, President-elect George W. Bush introduced three more nominees, rounding out his cabinet, making good on his pledge to include a Democrat. Bush named Norman Mineta to be Secretary of Transportation. Mineta is a former Democratic congressman and currently the Secretary of Commerce. He also named outgoing Republican Senator Spencer Abraham as Secretary of Energy and Linda Chavez as Secretary of Labor. Chavez was Director of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission under President Ronald Reagan. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
With a short break for the holidays behind him, President-elect Bush has filled out the last of the big department head jobs in his administration. The first person he introduced today was Michigan Senator Spencer Abraham, who lost his seat in November. A former top aide to Vice President Dan Quayle, Abraham was considered a possibility for transportation because of his knowledge of the automobile industry. Instead, he goes to energy. Abraham talked of the significant energy-related issues facing the nation, including the adequacy of supply and cost. He also echoed comments of earlier Bush appointees about the need to balance environmental and economic needs.
We have vast resources within the United States, and these are crucial to our country's security. We can make good use of them while at the same time, I believe, meeting our responsibilities as good stewards of the land, the air, and the water. This is the duty of the next Secretary of Energy, and I am very eager to take up the task.
Linda Chavez, Bush's nominee for Labor Secretary, served as the staff director of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights under President Ronald Reagan. She has been a newspaper columnist and is a vocal opponent of affirmative action. Chavez said today that she will make it her goal to seek out new opportunities to increase the skills and productivity of all Americans.
I intend to vigorously enforce the department's regulations to guarantee non-discrimination by federal contractors. And I want to work with employers to ensure that the Department of Labor assists the private sector in expanding economic opportunity and job growth.
In Norman Mineta, President-elect Bush finally finds a Democrat to serve on his cabinet. Several other high-profile Democrats either declined his offer to serve or took themselves out of the running for other positions. In Mineta, who's the nominee to be Transportation Secretary, Bush gets a man who once chaired the House Committee on Public Works and Transportation and who has become an expert on aviation issues. Today, he talked about being a Democrat joining a Republican administration.
I am a Democrat with both a small D and a large one. And I am proud of and committed to my party's principles and its heritage. However, the campaign is over, and under our constitutional system, a decision has been rendered.
Bush still has several key appointments to make, including head of the CIA, ambassador to the UN, and U.S. Trade Representative. A Democrat is a possibility for one of those jobs as well. Today, Bush was asked about what his cabinet says about him.
And I'm proud of this cabinet, and hope the American people realize that a good executive is one that understands how to recruit people and how to delegate, how to align authority and responsibility, how to hold people accountable for results, and how to build a team of people. And that's exactly what we're going to do. This is a team of people who will be dedicated to doing what is right for America.
During a brief question and answer session, President-elect Bush encouraged the Clinton administration's efforts to broker some sort of Middle East peace agreement before the Clinton's term expires. On another topic, Bush was asked his reaction to OPEC threats to reduce oil supplies this winter. He stressed that he is not yet president.
No, the nation needs to speak with one voice. We have one president. But the fact that OPEC is thinking about reducing world supply of crude oil and thereby affecting the price at the pump and the price of heating oil indicates the need for us to have an energy policy that makes us less dependent on foreign sources of crude.
Next up on President-elect Bush's schedule is a two-day economic conference in Austin where he'll get input from business leaders and economists on the health of the nation's economy. Don Gagne, NPR News.